and welcome to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells. Well, I'm just traveling down the road today, and I was engaging with the service from yesterday. My father, Pastor Al, opens the service, and he began to minister under the glory of Yahweh. And he was talking about, he was listening to a message from Grant Mahoney. And I love Grant Mahoney, honor him, honor his ministry, and how he does this declaration over his life. And every day when he wakes up, he does this 12-minute declaration against the adversary, against any stronghold, against anything that's going to come against him from fulfilling the word and the call of Yahweh in his life. And so that was my daddy's Bible study that morning, and studying and engaging with it. And well, the Lord prompted him to begin to do that in our service.
Watch out. Vehicle on shoulder ahead.
The Lord prompted that. And Yahweh wanted him to share with us that the Spirit of God wanted us to take authority. To take authority over that which is in our life. To take authority over that which is against us in our. You know, it's not something I've had to do a lot in a long time, be honest with you. When you're walking up here and you're engaging in the heavenly realm, there's no real demonic principality up there. But there is a lot on the earth, needless to say, where we live. And we're bi-dimensional beings. It means we live in heaven and we live on earth at the same time, because we have a spirit being. And our spirit being is full functional with Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit. Because it houses Yahweh, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit in the throne of God, as well as it is in the earth, being housed inside of your body, inside of your soul. And it is who you are. That's who's speaking to you right now, Craig, the spirit being, not my soul. Though my soul always tries to lead me, and my body always tries to lead me, but the one that I am training to be in command of my tri-union relationship between the spirit, soul, and body is my spirit being. And so as I'm listening to this, and I'm listening to my father just begin to declare and decree by Holy Spirit over the adversary, over the enemy. And it's like I said, it's not something that I've done a lot. I actually did something on this maybe about a week ago. I've been fighting this little sickness that hasn't went away in about the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Which has been quite irritating. It's a little infection in my body that just seems to not go away. And I've been declaring over and decreeing over it, you know, going and going to court about it and asking Yahweh to heal me and declaring my healing. And then it brought up a lot of anxieties in me and brought up some insecurities I found in me and little uncertainties. I'm a baby when I get sick. And so in those insecurities, a lot of fear has tried to rise up in me and anxiousness. And it's caused me to be kind of anxious a lot the last few weeks, a little more than I would ever love to admit or have. And so I'm walking through that, and I'm on Facebook, and they had this little reel on there. I've been doing some funny reels. I don't know if you've seen my crazy funny reels. I might do some serious ones soon, but I like to have a little funny side too. I'm always ministering. And so I was listening to him. And he said, you know, fear has a spirit. Now, we can say that about many things. Now, there is life, don't get me wrong, and then there's a natural form of fear that God puts in us that we can be fearful of things that could hurt us or harm us. So we have wisdom. Fear that breeds wisdom is the kind of fear that's from the Lord. It's like the fear of Yahweh is a wisdom type of fear. It's not an afraid, torment, or terror. But in fear, the other kind of fear that we fight, which can come from anything, lack of money, it can come from sickness, it can come from family problems, it can come from anxiousness, come from a lot of things. Well, that's a fear that causes torment, and that's not the fear that's of Yahweh. That's either of the flesh or of the demonic realm, and it is real. There is a spirit behind it, because he goes out like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and he'd like to eat you up. And this is something that I personally have been fighting a lot these last few weeks. More than I ever have fought fear in my life. And it just kind of comes on its own. And I'm like, God, you know, I need this to go. This is ridiculous, you know. I'm waking up like that. I'm going to bed like that. I'm not sleeping well. I'm a minister of the gospel. I love you, Jesus, you know. And Yahweh's doing a big process in my life and in many people's lives I know that I talk to, all going through something. And I know it's the hand of God to bring in proper alignment. Now, proper alignment isn't to bring punishment, isn't to bring, it's kind of like a correction and direction and alignment of Yahweh isn't punishment and torment. See, punishment and torment is from the enemy. Correction, alignment, and instruction and direction is from Holy Spirit. And so the enemy likes to piggyback on anything that God's doing or any weak part of your life. Like with me, I'm a big baby when I get sick. I am not on top of my game. I'm telling you, I do not like it. And I'm taking authority over that because I don't want to be ruled like that no more. I don't get sick that often, to be honest with you. And so I don't want to be ruled in those emotions. In that little babyfied way that tries to act up with a lot of anxiousness. So it's like, you know, I'm listening to my father, minister, and then Miss Barber was talking about how that, you know, when God brings alignment, he's not bringing punishment. See, punishment, fear has punishment and has torment. And Yahweh doesn't want that in your life. And he doesn't want that thing that you could be fighting, a bad relationship, a lack of money, children acting up, spouse acting up. I mean, there's a million things, addictions, habits that you may have, things in your life you couldn't overcome. And you're like, God, I'm a Christian. Why can't I overcome that? I meet people like that all the time. And we go through things like that. There's a season in our life we just can't seem to overcome something. We know we should have already overcome or it came back. And Yahweh's not trying to condemn, he's trying to align. And he's trying to align. So first of all, you have to adjust your mindset about your Heavenly Father. And that's something God's been telling me, that I have to adjust my mindset about my Heavenly Father. That my Heavenly Father is not sitting up there in the heavens watching me fight sickness or anxiousness or whatever's trying to torment me at this time and aggravate me. And saying, oh, wow, you know, I hope he learns his lesson this time. Or, you know, he'll get a line for sure now. We got him. We're going to beat him up. No. Things happen in your life. Life happens. And the enemy and your flesh and your mistakes and all the other stuff that accumulates to why you go through things. And God sits in rest. Now, when he sits in rest, he's the living God. So his rest isn't like I'm not doing nothing. He sits in rest and watches the sun swim. This is what I'm seeing in my spirit right now. And he's waiting because he wants the sun to swim to the shore and stand on his feet, knowing it is God. Now, don't get me wrong. He's waiting. He will come run and jump in that water and rescue you. And you may not learn what you needed to learn during the situation you're going through. And you may have to go swim another time because he's not going to let you go under. He's that faithful of a God. He's not out to get you. He's not out to beat you up. He's not out to punish you. He's not out to condemn you. He's out to love you. He's out to save you. He's out to deliver you. He's out to give you peace. He's out to give you joy. He's out to give you rest. He's out to give you fullness. See, he wants to give you what? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the insignia of the Holy Ghost. Not condemnation, guilt, and shame, or you know what? You better get this right. Or, you know, if you were aligned better yet, you wouldn't be sick. If you didn't go eat all that pizza, you wouldn't have that sickness. Or, you know, whatever the case is that your mind or the enemy or friends might tell you how bad you're doing during your trial, because sometimes they just will, because they think they hear from God and they really don't hear from God. They might see something. Instead of loving you with compassion and praying, they might accuse you. But the accusation is from the enemy. It's not from God. God doesn't accuse. He convicts into righteousness. That means he convicts of righteousness. He brings righteousness in the scene, and then righteousness overshadows that thing that you're fighting and gives shalom peace, so you can have the strength to swim to the shore, stand on your feet, and conquer that thing that's going through. That's just what I feel to tell you in the spirit right now while you're going through this circumstance and situation that's in your life. Yahweh loves you, and you are excellent in his sight because he only sees the Christ. The Christo, the anointing, the glory of the one that's inside of you. So going back to my father, when he began to speak this in church, I was like, you know, I'll be honest with you, I had planned to have a guest speaker that had to back out at the last minute. And I was really just upset and frustrated that a guest speaker backed out at the last minute because I really wanted him to minister to our body. I've been going through a lot. I really felt like I needed a ministry, but it was perfect. It was exactly what the Lord ordered, because when my dad came, the Lord gave him the word. And when Gustav came, the Lord gave him the word that everybody needed for that day, because everybody in the body was going through something that where Yahweh was allowing pressure to come to align us. And so as God was speaking through my father, for see, when we begin to focus on the face of the love of Yahweh, which is perfected love that casts out all fear, then we can have the strength to stand and have authority and say, no, no more, no more. I decree it. No more. I declare it. No more, devil. No more sickness. No more lack. No more mental torment. No more bad relationship. No more rejection. No more hurt. No more misunderstanding. No more whatever it is, an insecurity. No more low self-esteem, lack of self-worth. No more fear of God. No more fear of God. People don't understand the fear of God. They think it's supposed to be afraid of God. That's what we were taught. I'm telling you, I was taught that my whole life. I've been spending a long time to try to get out of that mode. To get totally out of that mode. Because I don't want to ever be in that mode. Yahweh says, no more. No more. I'm a loving God that loves you. I am for you. I am with you. And I'm watching you exercise your faith and exercise your belief system and exercise your voice of authority, because I've set you in a place of authority within the blood covenant of the mercy seat of Christ. You live and move and have your being in Yeshua the Christ. You were crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, but not I, but Christ liveth inside of me. Therefore, the life I now live, I live by the faith in the Son of God, and I have authority to say, no. No, I will not be tormented today. No, I will not have lack. That job will open up. That finances I need will open up. That marriage will align. That relationship will align. And sometimes that alignment means you won't be together. But listen, Yahweh moves on all accounts. I know people don't understand that. But Yahweh moves on all accounts to protect you. I've met many people that got divorced because they just could not get healed while they were together. And Yahweh had mercy on them. The church world has so much religion about everything. So much religion and condemnation and guilt and shame about everything. But not my loving Father. No more. No more false accusations against your mind. But you don't understand, brother. I've tried to overcome this thing and I just couldn't get it done. I fall right back into it. Might be a year, might be a week, might be a minute, whatever. No more. I will take authority over that until it has no reigning power over me. Psalms 19 in Passion Translation, David cries out and he says, Yahweh, go into the secret sins and do not let them overtake me. See, now I'm resting in God's authority because he's saying there's some things that have me bound, but you are my righteousness. You are my righteousness. I don't stand in my own righteousness before Elohim. I stand in the righteousness of Elohim. No more self-doubt. You need to get free. You get free and go live your life. No more rejection and lack of love in your life. What you allowed is what happens. We don't want to allow it no more. And we might have to fight. I don't mean go physically fight. Well, no, when we're talking to, the Bible says we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evils. It's evil spirits and perverted spirits and fearful spirits and lying spirits and accusation spirits. It's witchcraft. Yahweh gave me a word. I had some trouble a few days ago. And Yahweh said the enemy sent divination against you, a false accusation, a witchcraft spirit. So I had to go and deal with that in the courts. So I was wise. I called my buddy Gustav and said, two or more, brother. And we went to the heavens and dealt with it. And dealt with that and cut off those accusations, those false lies that are in the heavenly realm trying to speak against you. And don't you think the enemy ain't trying to speak against you. Like I said, I don't really deal with this stuff that much. Walking in the heavenly realm, you never really see any of that. But there is a reality that we live in this earthen vessel. And the enemy has a stronghold and a foothold in the earth. I'm not trying to give him any honor. I'm not trying to give him any glory. And I'm not trying to tell you that you are an open doorway. But unfortunately, we open up doorways all the time like silly willies. So therefore, we got to say no. I'll shut that door when it comes back open. No, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. I rebuke you by the blood of Yeshua. I rebuke you by the blood of Yeshua. I put a scripture on Facebook yesterday. It's coming to my mind. Let me see if I can find it. Why I'm doing this real quick. I can read it to you because this is coming to my spirit right now. It says in Jude 1:9, yet Michael, the archangel, contended with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring accusation against him of a revealing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. That's what he said. And I put on there, sometimes you just got to show who's boss in Christ, Yeshua. And I think right now in our life, we need to show the enemy who's boss. And say, no, the Lord rebuke you. You tormenting spirit, you lying spirit. That unclean spirit, get off of me. You tormenting unclean spirit, you speak of the eyes of the enemy. I'm blood washed. Come on, say it with me. I'm blood washed. That's right, you, sir. You, ma'am. I'm blood washed. Every accusation is false. Well, brother, what if the devil's saying something I really did? You know, I got mad the other night, said things I shouldn't have did. I looked at something I shouldn't have did. I yelled, I angered, I envied, or whatever. It's a false accusation because it's under the blood. It's not to be remembered. Yahweh's not in the habit of remembering your sins. Go read your word. He says, I will remember them no more. The accuser is the accuser of the brethren. He's the one. Now, when we go to court, we'll come in agreement with the accuser and we repent and say, Father, I repent. Why? So the accuser's mouth can be gagged and his hands can be tied as he watches the cleansing blood of Yeshua rain and cascade all over my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit, and says, not guilty, forgiven. Not guilty, forgiven. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. Yahweh says, take authority over the enemy of your soul. It's not your soul. Your soul's your friend. He's you. He's part of you. He's birthed out of you. He's not birthed out of the world or the flesh or the devil. He's birthed out of you. But he has been trained in this world to be full of nonsense, full of junk, hurt, pain, trauma, sins, well, you name it. Insecurities, fears. So I don't fight my soul anymore. If I'm going to fight, I send the angels of the Lord. And I tell the angel of the Lord, like in that scripture, the angel of the Lord rebuke Satan. The Lord rebuke you. Well, you're more powerful than the angel of the Lord. You can say, Yeshua rebukes you. I'm blood washed. Sickness, your time is up. Torment, your time is up. Lack, your time is up. Troubles that keep coming, your time is up. Relationships that keep failing, your time's up. I decree peace. Shalom, peace over your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. I receive that for myself. Receive it for you right now. I receive peace. Thank you, Pastor Al. Thank you, Dad, for being a light in the earth to speak the word of the Lord. Thank you, Grant Mahoney, for declaring things over your life every day to challenge us to declare things over our life every day that we may speak the word of Yahweh, that we may go deal in the heavenly realm and speak the word of Yahweh that we need to speak, that we need to command in the earth as sons, as male or female, of the Most High God by Christ Jesus. Well, once again, this is Sigma Bay. Please share this with a friend. I have not met one person in a long time that's not going through something, that's not hurting, that's under attack. It's like there's an onslaught. And the enemy would like this thing is destruction, but it's an onslaught of anointing alignment. Why? As we are getting aligned in our rightful place before the throne of God, the spout where the glory comes out, the glory is coming to your house. The glory is coming to your life. Take authority over it. Believe. Just believe in the mercy, the grace, and the power of the blood covenant of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Well, once again, I love you. You are so beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow. Shalom.